This week's pasture and rangeland updates show continued drought-stricken areas in the southwest and southern Great Plains. Susan Carter has more.
The main pasture and rangeland problems are in the west.
For the week ending May 18th, we see 65% of the pastures and range rated very poor to poor in California, even worse in New Mexico at 71%.
In fact, says USDA meteorologist Fred Whitby, all of the states with conditions rated 40% poor to poor are in the southwestern quadrant of the country. But not all is gloom and doom.
We see some very good pasture and rangeland conditions across the interior northwest. Roughly three quarters of the pasture and range rated in good to excellent condition in Idaho and Wyoming.
Also,
anywhere from half to three quarters of the pasture and range rated good to excellent in just about every state east of the Mississippi River. So with the exception of some of the late greening pastures in New England and the Northeast.
The conditions are good from the Great Lakes region southward through the Ohio Valley on into the Southeast. Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.
Meanwhile, Rippey tells us the week's corn emergence in major corn growing regions is pretty positive.
Up to 34% nationally. That's 8 points behind the five-year average, but twice the rate of emergence last year when just 17% had emerged by May 18th. We see actually some real good emergence, especially with the warm weather ahead of the storm in Illinois, emergence reaching 60% ahead of the five-year average of 45%. But in states like Iowa and Minnesota, progress for the emergence of corn is well behind average. Iowa at 28%, five-year average 53%, and Minnesota just 4% emerged, five-year average 38%. We're still waiting for the first corn to emerge in North Dakota.
I'm Sabrina Hill, and this is AgNet West.